The international community is still debating how to deal with Libya's leader, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. But a group of people in London had no trouble deciding what they wanted to do. In fact, says NPR's Philip Reeves, they've already carried out their own invasion.
This is one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in Britain. It's not Beverly Hills, but it's close. Mansions around here, in Hampstead, North London, routinely cost more than $15 million. England's rich and powerful have homes here. So does this man.
We will never, ever give up. And we will never, ever surrender.
Saif al-Islam is Gaddafi's second son. Saif used to be popular in London society. He was considered a reformer. He studied at the London School of Economics, which awarded him a PhD. He ran a foundation that gave that school several million dollars. Times have changed. Saif's joined his dictatorial father in the fight against Libya's rebels. The British have frozen his assets. If Saif were to sneak back to London today, he would not be happy.
We came here yesterday morning because we found out that this place was empty and it was owned by Gaddafi's son.
That's Matt. He's 24. Matt won't give his full name. He says he's worried about Gaddafi's henchmen. He belongs to a group called Topple the Tyrants. They've invaded Saif Gaddafi's eight-bedroomed home and are squatting in it.
We're here in solidarity with the Libyan people because of the horrendous crimes that are being committed against them by the Gaddafi regime.
Matt says the idea is to make sure the wealth that bought this house goes to the Libyan public.
And this property, yeah, it belongs to the Libyan people, and we're here to make sure that it isn't sold off and doesn't get squirreled away.
Matt and his friends have already done some redecorating. A banner flutters from a dormer window. It's emblazoned with a picture of Colonel Gaddafi and the words, "Out of Libya, out of London." Another sign simply says, "Revolution." Saif Gaddafi's home sounds pretty lavish inside.
I was quite shocked and quite disgusted. I mean, it's actually insane. Ridiculously decadent. There's an indoor swimming pool yet. There's jacuzzi, there's all kinds of stuff, and it's completely disgusting that that Libyan funds have been used for this when people are starving.
The squatters are stopping journalists from going inside Saif's house. Some of the group consider the media biased and won't be interviewed. One squatter, Hassan Qureshi, was happy to chat. We met him climbing out of one of the windows and heading off in search of somewhere to dump the squatter's trash.
Sorry I disturb you. You are looking for a rubbish bin somewhere from a long way you are walking. Do you know somewhere?
That's not easy in a rich London neighbourhood. The Libyan uprising is not Qureshi's first revolution. He's an Iranian who rose against the Shah in 1979 and was horrified when Islamist radicals took over.
I think all these countries, they should be careful. They don't do the same things happened in Iran in 1979. When these Islamists, when they get the power, they occupy everything and then they may impose the Sharia law, which is very horrible things, especially against the women.
The squatters say no one's tried to stop them occupying Saif Gaddafi's home so far. Matt says he's heard reports of official-looking Libyans snooping around.
Other people in the house have seen people who they were pretty sure were from the Libyan embassy looking rather angry. Turned up in kind of big black cars, I think with docked windows.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.